This week in the Civil War, after meeting 1 week earlier with pro-Union Kentuckians and acknowledging that he would rather die than take back a word of the Proclamation of Freedom, an ever-increasingly depressed Abraham Lincoln on Monday, November 24, 1862, wrote his friend and fellow abolitionist Carl Schurz, admitting, "I certainly know if the war fails, the administration fails, and I will be blamed for it, whether I deserve it or not." Clearly, Lincoln realized that the fate of America's blacks and the war's outcome was still in doubt. While he hoped that Ambrose Burnside would soon provide victory, the president was realistic enough to understand who would be held accountable if the North lost the American Civil War. And that man would not be Ambrose Burnside, but rather himself, Abraham Lincoln. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.